Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We love it, my family. We love it, my family, on your daily companion, Radio Pulpit. When you pray, you will see the grace of the Lord being in abundance. Kenny P gave us a song that says, Ugwele umusa. Christian life, it's a life of prayer, it's a life of worship, it's a life of reading the Bible. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he's still near. Why are we supposed to call upon him? Because yena was kota, yena was deep. In prayer, we express how we feel about a particular situation. By faith, we take God at his word and believe and believe and believe. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. For he that comes to God must believe that God exists. And that, you know what? God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we have that responsibility. And today, we have got that knowledge that there is one God, there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Loyi angati niketa lesoko aba xitlhavelo xa mina na wena. We will succeed when we declare the word. We will succeed when we speak to our situation, asking the Holy Spirit as well to help us. Back to the music. Matima. Wantwanela.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the Broadcasting Code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community. Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. A very warm welcome to the final hour, 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Nakambeka DSTV channel audiobook 882. My name is Thompson Mashakin. Even in this hour, my family, I'm joined by our brother in the Lord, Mfundisi Mukou, is the one who is teaching the living word of God. As people of the new covenant, we are surrounded by the grace of the Lord. And we know that the grace of the Lord never fails. Yeah. The grace of the Lord is always available. That song that I've played by Matima, indeed, one twanela, one ilwela. The grace of the Lord always works. The grace of the Lord is the perfect solution in our lives. Remember as well, as you continue to pray and stand by faith, the grace of the Lord will always abound toward you through the power of the Holy Spirit, so that you may do what God has called you to do. The word of the Lord says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We cannot win the spiritual battle without the power of the Holy Spirit, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. We win when we are on our knees. We win when we take God at his word. Let's hear the servant of the Lord. Like I said, he's still with us. Victor Mloba, Jerusalem. Let's hear the servant of the Lord.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, moving forward, my family, indeed, we have seen that the Word of the Living God helps us to navigate life, gives us wisdom. And previously, the servant of the Lord said and read Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Welcome back as we continue. Ntate Mko.
Weshu.
Aritswelepile
weshu. This word of God. The word of God. And as you read in Jeremiah, verse 23:19, okay, it says in the Amplified version, it says, "Behold, the storm of the Lord has gone out in fury, a whirling tempest. It will swell down on the head of the wicked." So the word of God, yes, iyapholosa, it saves you. But it also corrects you. It's not just about, yes, when I'm reading the word, I'll always be happy-go-lucky. It's got to correct you as well. You can't do wrong and say, yeah, but I've got the word of God with me. Because the word will correct you. And when it corrects you, it's not going to correct you gently. No. It will correct you direct. And that's why we see many kingdoms falling, because God is not happy. God is not happy with those kingdoms. So I've just read from Jeremiah 23:19. But who is Jeremiah? As I said, now I like going back and giving background. Jeremiah was a major prophet, one of the major prophets in the Bible. And he was known as the weeping prophet for his deep sorrow over Israel's sin and impending judgment. See, judgment. The word of God will judge you. Okay? He faithfully delivered God's messages during a time of national crisis. There was a crisis. And that's when Jeremiah had to come in and deliver God's messages. So who is he? He was born in 650 BC in Anathoth, a town near Jerusalem, to a priestly family. He was called by God as a young man. And if you read Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." That's Jeremiah 1:5. So God knew Jeremiah before he was born, just like God knows us before we were born. Before we're even conceived in our mother's wombs, God knows us. And he gives us a purpose in life. There's each and every child that is born has got a purpose. So we don't need to be fooled. Mm. People can call us stupid or whatever.
All right.
We have got a purpose. So Jeremiah was appointed to be a prophet long before he was even conceived. Okay, so he served as a prophet during the final years of the kingdom of Judah. As I said, the crumbling of the kingdoms. So the end of the kingdom of Judah was when the Babylonian Empire was taking over. The kingdom of Judah was crumbling and the Babylonians were taking over. And that's when Jeremiah prophesied. Now, as I said, who is he? One of the prophets, one of the major prophets.
Right.
The other prophets are Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Samuel, and so on. Then those are the major prophets.
Let me read this okay. one. Thank you so much. My family, I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord, and that day Ephraim Muko on Daily Companion, Intimate Moments. Let me read Jeremiah 23, verse number 29.
Mm-hmm.
Or let me start from verse number. Thank you for the background, servant of the Lord. Let me start from verse number 28. Are we together?
We are together.
The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord. Number 29. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and the hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Let me just give it to you as we continue.
Okay. What you've read, the word of God is like a hammer. It breaks. It, like I said, it is not going to beg you to say, please turn away from sin. It will break you into pieces. The word of God is like a storm. It will sweep you away. The word of the Lord, it's like a whirling tempest. It will judge you, basically. That's what we're saying. The word of God will judge you. So when you read the word, read it with understanding. That's why we say study it. Read with understanding that God is not going to beg me to change. You know, I've got to study. I've got to know that I've got to change. You know, so the word of God reminds us of this, the weight of the spiritual leadership as well. It calls us to speak with truth and conviction, not comfort and compromise. So when we preach Ntatamashe again, we don't have to preach to beg people. We have to preach the truth. Where it tells the truth, let it tell the truth. Let it break the rock, the rock of your sin. Let it break it into pieces so that whatever you take from what is being preached, you take it as a truth. Because as soon as I start to beg you to say, please, 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 then I'm not telling you the truth. Then I'm not being truthful to you. Then I'm not guiding you truthfully. Now, but when I preach and you feel like I'm talking about you, then it means I'm breaking that rock of sin in you, so that you can hear the truth of God, so that you can then understand what the word of God is all to you.
I love it, my family. I'm in conversation on Intimate Moments Radio Pulpit, Tate Ephraim Muko. Is not my word like a fire? Like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. And I must say that he is explaining to us as the family what the word of the Lord does. It means that, Muruti, we have a huge, huge responsibility, like you said, to preach the truth.
Absolutely.
To the people.
Absolutely.
Talk to me.
The more you're trying to wave away from people's feelings.
Right.
It's the more you are telling them the untruths about the word.
I can imagine.
Because
if
the word says, is my word not like a fire? A fire, when a fire burns, it doesn't choose to say, I will not burn this.
Okay.
It just burns. It destroys.
It does destroy.
It destroys everything.
Yo.
So if by me telling you the truth of the word of God burns you, let it burn you. Allow it to burn you. And we'll pray. We'll pray that you get to understand the word.
Amen.
But we will pray. Because the word will judge. The word will burn you. The word will break you. The word will sweep you away. That is the word of God. And it's the word that has been, is the word that is, and is the word that's going to be. So let us study so that we understand, so that we are not offended.
Okay.
When people tell us the truth about the word of God, that we think they are talking about our sins.
Right. Maruti, look, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks about the word. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And. But the verse number 2 in John chapter 15, I would love you to refer to it. He says, you are already cleaned. You are already cleaned by the word that I have spoken unto you.
Mm.
Meaning that at the same time, in as much as it breaks, you know, it cleanses us when it is applied and read at our disposal. Talk us through.
No, absolutely. Look, we sin. We are people. We are sinners.
Talk to me.
We've got a manual, a life's manual, which is the word of God.
Yeah.
Now, the more you study it, you entrench yourself in it, you immerse yourself in it, you begin to understand, oh, I did wrong here, I did wrong there. So let the word then come straight to you. So this word that Jesus is talking about, it is the word that is the truth. It is him that is the truth. So when he says to you, the word will cleanse you, it means when you read the word, understand it, and live according to the word, then you are cleansed. But as remember, this word is not going to beg you. This word is not going to say, please. You just have to read it, understand it. So the word will cleanse you. I mean, that's why Jesus Christ came down to earth. One, to teach us the word of God. And secondly, so that all our sins can be forgiven. Now, when our sins are forgiven, we then don't go and sin again.
I love it.
What is the point?
When you
do something wrong,
right,
and you get caught, you get incarcerated, you are in jail.
I can see.
And you get forgiven.
Right.
You serve your sentence, you come back, and you commit that sin again.
Let's start there.
What is the point?
What's the point
of you doing it again?
We are going to start there. My family, in conversation with Dr. Ephraim Muko on Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Now, my family, what is the point? I love that. You were saying, what's the point? You were just sharing that.
Yeah. What is the point of you being forgiven and repeating that same mistake again? What is the point? You know, you are forgiven. Let's just take in a family setup, husband and wife. I, as a husband, make a mistake. I sin. Okay? I go back to my wife and say, Mommy, forgive me. She forgives me. Do I now go again, do the same mistake, hoping that she'll forgive me again? No, we don't do that. When you have been forgiven, you must try your level best not to repeat the same mistake, because that is sinning. You know, when you sin and you go to God and you ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ, don't repeat the same sin. If you are talking about God in the wrong ways, blasphemy, okay, and you get corrected, then you ask for forgiveness. Don't go and do it again. Because then your because your sin doubles. It's not that small anymore. I know the sin has got no size. But when you repeatedly commit the same sin, that's when the world will judge you. That's when the fire will burn you. So what is the point of you repeating the same sin?
Right.
And one of the people that never dropped the word of God is Samuel.
I love the link. I love the way you link it.
Yeah.
Now, talk us through about Samuel.
Samuel.
Yes.
Let us start. Who is he first? Before we even go into what he said, who is he? Samuel, here are the some key facts about Samuel. Samuel was born to Hannah. Hannah, who had been barren and prayed fervently for a child. She dedicated Samuel to God. And Samuel was raised in the temple under Eli the priest. That is 1 Samuel verse 1 to 2. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Verse 2. Samuel was called by God as a child. Remember when Samuel was sleeping in the temple and he heard God calling, and he thought it was Eli calling. He ran and said, "Yes, Father." And Eli said, "No, it's not me calling." It repeated itself, and Eli said, "When you hear that word again, just say, 'Here I am, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel was called by God from an early age. Samuel was the last of the judges. Now, this is very important for me. Samuel was the last of the judges, and he was the first of the prophets after Moses. So he's considered the first major prophet after Moses, bridging the gap between the era of judges and the kings. So he was the last judge, and he was the first of the prophets. He anointed kings. He anointed King Saul. He anointed King David. Now, Samuel was known for his honesty. As we were saying, the word of God is honest. But he was known for his humility. He was not boisterous. He was also known for his faithfulness. He challenged Israel to turn from idolatry and obey God wholeheartedly. Because at the time, Israel was serving idols. And God warned them, he challenged them to say, "Turn away from your idols and obey God with all your hearts." If we read in Samuel chapter 3, verse 19, "The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his Samuel's words fall to the ground." As we were saying, one person whose word never fell to the ground was Samuel. Now, this just highlights the affirmation of Samuel's prophetic calling. The Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. This means that everything Samuel spoke, because it came from God, it proved the truth and trustworthiness. That is who Samuel is. So whatever word Samuel spoke, it never fell to the ground. Whatever Samuel prophesied, it never fell to the ground. I mean, he anointed powerful kings, King Saul, King David, You know, that is who Samuel is.
Mm.
So Samuel is one of those important prophets, as I said, the last of the prophets.
Yeah.
And the first of, the last of the judges.
Right.
And the first of the prophets.
Now, what do we learn there? He never let the word of the Lord fall down during his time. Bring it home to us. What are lessons that we are learning there from this man called Samuel?
Samuel, I can sum that up in one sentence.
Right.
Samuel followed the word of God to the T.
Amen.
He didn't let the word fall down.
Sure.
He followed the word of God absolutely. He never even branched off, or as we say these days, he never took an off-ramp. He lived. He stayed on the word of God from the beginning to the end.
That could be a lesson to us, Mr. Mko, as well, that as born-again Christians, washed by the blood, people of the new covenant, we can follow, by the grace of the Lord, the word of the living God.
No, absolutely.
Talk to me.
Remember, we need the word of God to guide us.
Mm.
We need Jesus to guide us.
Right.
We need God to guide us.
Amen.
So, through his word, through his teachings, through his sermons,
right,
we learn and we can now know, oh, okay, this is the way I've got to live.
Uh-huh,
and that's what Samuel did.
All right,
because
all right.
Samuel grew under Eli's teachings.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So Eli was a priest. Samuel grew under the priest teachings.
Right.
And Samuel was dedicated to God by his mother.
Ah, come on. That is the bottom line.
Okay. He was dedicated. So when Hannah was praying for a child, she said to God,
yeah,
give me a child and I'll dedicate him to you.
I remember that.
Means whatever you want from me through him, I will do. When you want him to come and serve you, I will not stop him. So he was dedicated. And where did he live? He lived in the temple under a priest.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. So, which means unyanche this from birth. He got it from birth. The mother was a prayerful mother. It's a mother that believed in God.
Wow.
When whoever, let's not mention other names, you know, I'm not mentioning other names, so our family can go and study. Who is this one that was tormenting Hannah?
Okay.
Who is this one? It's a question.
Oh,
that
it's
we
a question.
Need. It's a question that we need to go and study.
Mm.
Who is she that was tormenting Hannah? Hannah cried.
Mm.
She cried.
Praise the Lord for that.
She cried and said, Lord, if you give me a child, I'll dedicate this child to serve you. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what she did.
Amen.
She dedicated Samuel to the service of God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Samuel lived in the right path, on the right road, in the right ways of God. Because one, he was dedicated to God.
Right.
And that's why it's important to dedicate our children.
Hmm.
Okay?
Mm.
Because when we dedicate them, we don't just baptize them. We dedicate them to the Lord to say, Father, use them the way you want them to be used. Not according to me, but according to God. So Samuel was dedicated and he lived under the roof of Scripture.
Under the roof of the Scripture.
Of the Word, yes.
Tonight, I want us to, you know, just thank the Lord and pray that the family, by the grace of the Lord, may grasp this truth.
Yes.
And where it needs repentance, we say, Lord, we are sorry.
Yes.
Kindly pray for us, my brother,
yes,
for the living word that you preach tonight. In the name of Jesus.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to share your word. We thank you, Father, that you give us wisdom. You share your wisdom with us through your word, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we have got people that are listening that will go and study your word and understand it, not just to be able to quote, but to be able to live according to your word. Father, as we keep on studying, as we keep on dissecting your word, help us to dissect your word in truth so that we can share truth with your children, so that we can live truthfully. Father, I pray that Jesus's teachings and preachings will correct us wherever we go wrong, and so that we can come back. And when we pray for forgiveness, we pray in his name, because he is the one that came down to earth to come and take our sin away, to come and defeat sin in the world, so that we can all be called your children. We pray all this in your wonderful, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
That's it. Tate Ephraim, go on Intimate Moments. Where can the family find you in terms of wanting to know what you do, or perhaps, you know, anything that they would love to ask on social media? Kindly do that for the family nicely in the name of Jesus.
I'm on Facebook as Lesecha Moko. I'm on Instagram as Inspiration. I am on TikTok as Lesecha Moko. And if they want to meet with me, I'm here at Radio Pulpit. I'm one in the marketing department of Radio Pulpit. So they can, and if they want to engage with me and they want my numbers, they can just WhatsApp the Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line and just say to them, we want Ntate Moko or Lesecha Moko or Ephraim Moko. We want to engage with him.
Thank you so
much. Our client services will give me the messages and we will.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, dear sir.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. And thank you, family, for tuning in.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. IM Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Yeah. My family, we have come to the end of the show, or that's how we come to the end of the show tonight. Intimate Moments, 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Nakameka DSTV channel audio bouquet 882. Remember, we continue next week with these teachings by the servant of the Lord, Pastor Ephraim Moko. What I would love to say is, God will always stand by his word when you pray. And more so, God is the God of His Word. The church of God are told, or is told, be anxious for nothing. In Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Number one, God does answer prayer. It's in the Bible. Number two, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Number three, a child of God must always pray in faith. Do not allow worry to take hold of your life. We have come to the end of the show, my family. The music that we have played, thank you for listening. Minana Wena, we shall do it again next week on your Daily Companion. Keep listening, keep praying, and believe that God is able. The name is Thompson Mashakeni. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. Blessings to you in everything that you'll be doing. In the name of Jesus. Shalom, South Africa. Bye-bye.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.